Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives, from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of July 12, 2008. I'm Sandy Billings. Leading with good news, cheers for winners of the Gruber Women's Rights Prize. Three prominent women's rights activists will share the $500,000 Gruber Women's Rights Prize from the Peter and Patricia Gruber Foundation. Yanar Mohammed, co-founder of the Organization for Women's Freedom in Iraq, has opened shelters and safe houses for women threatened by domestic abuse and so-called honor killings from their families. She is also publisher of Al Mosawat, the only Iraqi print publication that calls for full equality for women. Sapana Prada Mala, a lawyer and president of the Forum for Women, Law, and Development, fights for legal reforms to protect women's reproductive rights in Nepal. Mala helped initiate legislation to criminalize rape in the country. Nader Shalab Kevorkian, a Palestinian feminist scholar, therapist, and activist, has worked to end violence against Palestinian women, especially honor killings. She has trained female activists in the West Bank and Gaza, where she also established a hotline for reporting abuse. More news to cheer this week. The governing body of the Anglican Church in Britain approved the consecration of women as bishops on July 7th. The decision was not billed as final. Church legislation to implement the change is to be debated next year, and the Church of England officials say a female bishop will most likely not be consecrated before the year 2014. India's lesbian and gay rights movement had its first large public parade display May 29th in New Delhi, Kolkata, and Bangalore. Indian activists are fighting to reform a 19th century law that bans homosexuality. New York Governor David A. Patterson said he will sign into law a change in the state's domestic violence law that will permit everyone in dating relationships, including same-sex couples, to seek civil protection orders from abuse in family courts. Currently, the state's domestic violence law allows protective orders only from spouses and former spouses, blood relatives, or the other parent of an abused person's child. Henry Morgenthaler, a leading abortion rights activist, received the Order of Canada for his contributions to the country. Morgenthaler, now aged 85, opened Canada's first abortion clinic in 1969. And now for the bad news of the week. Jeers for lack of leadership on women's issues from the G8. Women's issues failed to climb to the top of the agenda of the Group of Eight Global Summit this week. The group is composed of the eight wealthiest nations. The G8 met in Japan to address the world food crisis, but the status of women was not a focus, despite an acknowledged inability to meet the United Nations Millennium Development Goals to improve women's health and reduce poverty before the 2015 target date. The New York-based international women's rights organization, MADRE, called on world leaders to recognize gender discrimination as a threat to global food security. The organization noted women are the majority of the world's farmers, growing and processing 80% of all food, but are often denied the right to own land and are excluded from government programs. More news to jeer this week. Domestic workers in Saudi Arabia are subject to serious human rights abuses. They experience months or years of unpaid wages, forced imprisonment, physical and sexual abuse, and lashings for false charges of theft, adultery, or witchcraft. This, according to a report from the Human Rights Watch. Saudi households employ approximately 1.5 million domestic workers, mainly from Indonesia, Sri Lanka, the Philippines, and Nepal. The report is based on 142 interviews with domestic workers, senior government officials, and labor recruiters in Saudi Arabia. In Cambodia, Mu Songcha, a woman running as an opposition candidate for parliament, said she was assaulted by an army general on June 30th, and she accused the government of violating fair campaign rules by allowing the military to support government candidates and interfere in campaign activities. An activist group also said a local official attempted to run over Mu Songcha with his motorcycle, then repeated his threats over Radio Free Asia. Jenny Williams and Magodongo Malangu of the human rights activist group Women and Men of Zimbabwe Arise were arrested in the capital Harare and have been in jail since May 28th. They were charged with disturbing the peace and publishing statements prejudicial to the state. In a political crackdown stemming from President Robert Mugabe's disputed victory in the June 27th election, about 900 camps set up by his party are detaining women and girls and keeping them as sex slaves. Presidential candidate John McCain misrepresented his position on equal pay on the campaign trail, according to Americans United for Change. The advocacy group said McCain told an audience at a Hudson, Wisconsin town hall meeting that he was, quote, committed to making sure that there's equal pay for equal work, unquote. But the group points out that the senator from Arizona publicly criticized the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act and was absent from Congress when the bill came up for a vote. U.S. women earn 77 cents for each dollar a man earns. Golf for Women magazine will cease publication in August since it is struggling to attract advertising. The magazine has a circulation of 600,000 and was purchased by Condé Nast in 2001. The conglomerate has also shuttered Sports Illustrated for Women and Women's Sports and Fitness magazines. In memoriam, on July 9th, family and friends held a service in Lawrence, Kansas for 25-year-old Jana McKay. McKay was a second-year law student and a women's rights activist and was known for her support of sexual assault survivors. She was also involved with the National Organization for Women and lobbied for a pro-choice political action committee in Kansas. Her ex-boyfriend, Adolfo Garcia Nunez, was arrested on July 4th in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and charged with her homicide, but died in his jail cell from an apparent suicide. These news briefs were compiled by Besa Lucci. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yen Radio. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, www.womensenews.org. For Yen Radio, I'm Sandy Billings.